Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by our proud title sponsor, NHL Sense Arena, the next generation of off-ice hockey training for players and goalies. Look, we know how much you invest in your children's hockey development, the early mornings, the travel, and let's not forget the expenses of training for hockey camps, private ice time, the general expenses of the season. It's a lot. But wouldn't it be great to bring that on-ice practice experience home that's fun, fits into your schedule, and that's affordable? If you said yes, which I'm sure you did, you've got to check out NHL Sense Arena. It's a top-tier virtual reality training game that brings the on-ice practice experience home so you can practice anytime and anywhere, literally. You can transform any part of your home into a virtual ice rink where you're getting unlimited access to over 100 drills, training plans from top coaches and players, weekly drill challenges, and more that focus on improving hockey sense and physical cognitive skills, starting at just $33 per month. That is a lot cheaper than an hour of ice time. The physical side of hockey gets a lot of attention, but we don't focus enough on the mental side of it. It's something we talk about on this show all the time. NHL Sense Arena provides an immersive solution for players to sharpen those skills when ice time is limited or not affordable and they want to get those extra reps in. So, for our listeners, NHL Sense Arena is offering an exclusive $50 off their annual plan. All you got to do is head over to their website, hockey.senseArena.com. Again, hockey.senseArena.com, and use our code HOCKEYNEVERSTOPS, and you'll level up your off-ice training by using NHL Sense Arena. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting us and NHL Sense Arena. Enjoy this episode of Our Kids Play Hockey. Hello, hockey friends and families around the world. Welcome to another special kind of special edition of Our Kids Play Hockey. That's Christy Casciano-Burns. That is Mike Benelli. If you're watching, I am Lee Elias, and we want to welcome you to a special episode. Today's topic is, you know you're a hockey parent when? So this is going to be somewhat of a different episode. We don't have too much of a organized rundown for this one. It's not going to be the topic out. This is going to be basically me as the newest hockey parent here tossing pucks to Christy and Mike so they can tell stories from around the game. I have a few of my own, but it's probably more from a player perspective. Again, I haven't even technically been a hockey parent for more than a season yet, although I've been around the game and kids my whole life. So use what that will. So I'm going to do it like this. Again, if you're listening, great. If you're watching, great. Who wants to go first with a hockey story? Christy is waving her hands like a little kid ready to go to school. So I'm going to sauce the puck to you. Christy Casciano-Burns, you're up. First hockey story. You know you're a hockey parent when...
you open your wallet and it's empty.
Oh, no, I hate that. I hate to hear that. Come on.
All right. So no shortage of examples here, guys. None. Everything from the vehicles that we drive to the meals that we prepare to how we spend our holidays to how we plan our vacations. Everything about us screams hockey parents. And our friends who aren't hockey parents don't get us. All right, great example. We needed to get a new vehicle. So what do? We go out on the dealership. What do we have in the back of our cars? Two hockey bags. Why? I'm not getting that vehicle unless I can fit both hockey bags in the back of that vehicle. The car salesman looks at you before you say what you need to say. Like, okay, we're ready to seal the deal. And you're like, time out. We got to try the hockey bags and see if they fit in the back of that vehicle. And they look at you like you're from another planet.
Hey, do you want to sell the car or not? Yeah, you want me to sell a car or not? You want to buy the car or not?
Okay, that's the deal. You mean every parent doesn't do this? Bring hockey bags before you buy your vehicle? So many telltale signs that we're hockey parents. Mike, I'll toss it to you.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there are endless ways. And I think as hockey parents, you don't even realize sometimes how crazy it is. Like some of the things you do that other parents are like, well, I don't understand why you would do that. You know, and just the car story is great. I mean, that's obviously, but I think also when you're a hockey parent, when you really start thinking about, what kind of mugs you're going to buy, you know, when you're at Dick's Sporting Goods or you're online, like, okay, I need a mug that can last me probably 3 hours, keeping something hot, because I know the rink's not going to have, the concession's not going to be open, and I'm not going to be able to get any liquid in me, you know, at 6 a.m. So, picking out, Tupperware, I guess, for lack of a better term, you know, becomes a really high priority on your list.
Do you have one for the listeners? I'm sure they're all on the edge of their seats. Well, what do you use, Mike?
But yeah, what do you use?
Yeah, so I go cheap because I lose them so much. So don't, you know, don't go with the Yeti. Don't go with the, you know, the high end Hydro Flask. These are all great products, I'm sure. But you, I have seven of them in my car. So I have to make sure that, you know, they never get into the house until my wife reminds me that I'm missing some hot wear gear. So
there's moss growing in your 6 week old.
Yeah. I go cheap, but with quantity over.
I'm the same way. I'm right with you. And my daughter's in 01. How about you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how you refer to your kids by their birth
for the rest.
Years.
Yeah. For the
I got
rest
an 01 life. And everybody's like, what? Huh?
For the rest of your life, you'll refer to your children as year of birth.
And so my son's a 14. That must be weird.
He's just a little one.
I'm an 83.
I got a 95 too.
There you go. That was a good year. No, you know, it's funny. A friend of mine makes those kind of tumbler glasses. His daughter makes them, and he had asked me, can she make you some? She's practicing. To date, the best ones I've ever gotten. I have no idea what she used. They were more than affordable. I left it out in the blizzard the other day. I came back. It was still piping hot. I was like, wow, this is really good. But yeah, like those little tips, we got to make sure that for the parents listening, and obviously if you are listening or watching, comment below or somewhere to let us know your tips and tricks of the trade. Now, I'll throw a story out there too. My stories are going to be more about, man, my parents put up with this because they were hockey parents. So I'll say this, you know, you're a hockey parent when my mother somehow allowed me to leave my gear in the living room to dry. And I have no idea why or how she let that go on as long as she did. I'm talking all the way through my last year of high school. It was in our living room. Now, I know now why we never had guests over to the house. That's number one. All right. But literally, I'd walk in the door and put it there. You know, we had a garage. I don't know why, but that's the way they let it happen. She didn't like it, to be fair. It's not like she was okay with it. But yeah, I mean, that's something we did. I just let my gear dry out in the living room. I remember she'd come in. Oh, that stinks. Oh, that's horrible. I'm like,
wow. No, that's horrible.
But it was there next week, right? But
Can I show you my kitchen centerpiece?
You got to preface it. You know, you're a hockey parent when?
When you have this for a kitchen centerpiece, it's a glove and boot dryer.
Look at that.
Doesn't every parent have
Hold that up again. Hold that up again. So for those of you listening, this looks like a starship out of Star Wars. All right.
It's great for the hotels when you're on the road. You don't have a place to dry your hockey gloves and you're in between games at a tournament. It's a great quick dryer. So yeah, that's my kitchen centerpiece.
We got to describe it. It looked like an old, you know, table telephone with two pullers at the top.
Right? It's got a dial. See, look
at that. Hey, would it, you know, would it
plug it in?
Feel bad if you can make that out of pipes for about $10 in a hairdryer. It's true.
I got it cheap. that's the thing when you're a hockey parent, you learn how to get things at a very affordable price.
That's very true.
Because you don't have any money. Well, you really don't have a choice here, folks.
Christy, you know you're a hockey parent when you spend nights on YouTube watching videos of how to put homemade dryers together. Yes. At PVC and getting your best discount at Home Depot. Like, I know I could beat that product. And then you ultimately do. You end up going and buying the product anyway because, you know, you just can't. It's hard to make.
It's too much. You don't have the time to do it.
No, you don't have the time. You're playing hockey.
There are plenty of good small to medium-sized hockey companies out there. I won't name any of them.
Yes,
Pepper,
there are very good.
That provide great products for affordable prices to help you play. So here's one that you guys can build off. You know you're a hockey parent when your garage or basement is covered in black puck marks everywhere but where the net is.
And some broken glass on occasion. Yeah.
Right.
We've had to replace a few windows over the years as well. But yeah, the puck marks on the garage. You go into your neighborhood, you see the black puck marks on a white garage. You're like, oh, hockey fair. Hockey right. parent
hockey
lives there.
Lives
hockey
there.
Family's right there. Yeah. Very telltale.
Same thing with a net. You can drive by the net up front.
Yeah. Right? And let's talk about our garages because I don't know about you guys, but we had to convert our garage into a hockey storage drying area. We don't even park our cars in the garage in the wintertime anymore just because it's always filled with hockey gear. So we gave that up and we converted it into our hockey drying station.
Right.
That's kind of sad, isn't it?
It's a locker room is what you made it.
It's a locker room. Yeah.
Anything to keep that smell out of the house. Now here's a question. You have to be honest here. Okay.
Uh-oh.
You have to be honest here. We all know the smell. If you're listening to this, if you're watching this, you all know the smell. Is it ever comforting to you in any way? Or did you just hate it the whole time?
I can't stand the smell.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's fair. And I refuse to put up with it. So I'm very rigorous with gear. I'm on those guys. As soon as your bag comes in, it's going out, it's drying. I'm spraying it. I'm disinfecting it. There will be no, they get mad because they think the smell is like a badge of honor. They love the smell. Don't touch that. I love that. No, it's not coming in the house. I'm not driving 3 hours on the road with that in the back of the car.
Right. Now, Mike, you look conflicted.
I don't even know there was a smell. Maybe that's a bad thing. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I guess I missed that. I don't know. Maybe,
that's
but
sad.
I can't, I will ask.
He's
I will
so
ask,
used to it. He doesn't even smell it
I'll
anymore.
I'll ask the person at home, you know, if in fact that is true, but I think a lot of times, you know, you're a hockey parent when, you know, it's the same thing. You ever see that Febreze commercial, you know, when you walk into somebody's car and like, you can't even sit in there and you don't even notice it. I'm in the car all day. I'm like, why is this? Does it smell in here? You know, there's a open pair of skates here in the back seat,
right.
But you know, they're drying out on the, you know, our seat warmers from our car are actually become skate warmers.
So you're baking the wet skates.
Right. Right.
I'm sure
it smells great.
Half the audience just went, oh, wow.
You know, they also always say, I think, you know, going back to Rich Cohen, you know, he had a great story, right? That you're a hockey parent when you never buy as a hockey parent, you never buy a new car. Like, you just don't purchase new cars. You're like, well, why even get a new car? It's going to be filled with, you know, a road trip, meal bags in about.
Right. There is no new car scent for us.
Yeah. No.
It lasts but about another. Months. Another trick while we're talking about cars, in between hockey games, if you're a tournament and you don't really have time to dry your equipment, we would sometimes, you know, spread it out on the lawn if it was a nice sunny day. But we'd also get the heaters cranking and just put the gloves and the wet stuff right up on the dashboard.
We can do that.
Yeah. Just a little tip.
Especially in the hotel. We always do that in the hotel. I always felt bad for the hotel attendants, you know. I don't, you know, the ones that are near rinks are probably used to it, but you know, you go to that kind of obscure hotel and like, you just go, hey, sorry, you have to deal with that after we leave. The gear, the smell is a weird thing. I've always said that like, it's a brain thing where if you play hockey, there's something familiar about it that says hockey, but it doesn't mean you want to live in it for 6 or 7 hours at a time. Right. But that initial kind of like, oh, hockey. And then you're like, oh, hockey, that happens quite a bit. Mike, again, you might want to rethink the baking the wet skates on the seat of your car. And then again, maybe you don't. Maybe we need to make our own car. Maybe we need to make like a hockey vehicle that's built for stuff like this.
Right. Yeah. Well, it just avoids people wanting to carpool with me, which often, you know,
it does it by design.
Yeah. Right.
We talk about Facebook too, because you're non-Facebook, your non-hockey parent Facebook friends, all right, they don't get why we post so much about hockey all the time. They totally don't get it. Now, yesterday was Groundhog Day, and everybody was posting pictures about Punxsutawney Phil, and are we going to have a long winter? Are we going to have 6 more weeks of winter, right? Me? I posted a picture of a groundhog in a hockey helmet predicting 4 more weeks of hockey and applauding that groundhog.
Right. Right. See, that's
just what we do.
It's part of our life. Like, and again, like, you can be a casual soccer fan and parents. You can't, if you're in hockey, you're in it. That is your group. That is your clan for about 15 years of your life. Right. And then afterwards too, especially when you get to college. Now let's turn this into the rink a little bit. We've done a lot about the at home stuff. We've done a lot about the drive to and from. There's got to be some things about the rink. You know, you're a hockey parent. Well, now to be fair, and Kristen, you're probably going to have to lead this segment because Mike and I are typically on a bench when we're in a rink, right? So far, it's been very rare I'm in the stands, right? So, Kristen, we'll start with you, all right? Tell us about that little committee of 8 people huddled together that we used to be able to do, right? So you know you're a hockey parent in a rink when?
You know how many blankets you need to bring into the rink. You know the temperature, which rinks are cold, which rinks you can bring your quarters in and get the heaters going above you. You know, which rinks have the best coffee, which rinks have the worst coffee, which rinks have the best fries, which rinks you should avoid the concession stand altogether. And there are some rinks that are so cold.
Right.
You need to huddle as a group just to stay warm and share blankets and bring the pads underneath you and bring the hand warmers. Absolutely. Yeah, there's, you get to know the rinks. I've got some parents who kind of shared their, you know, you're a hockey parent when rinks. It's so, they are just hilarious. When you refer to the rink that you're going to by what to order at the concession stand. Right. That's right.
Gotta get that poutine, man. That's right. The place for poutine. Nice. You know, I'm under the impression too, Christy, that, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but to this date, the best cup of coffee I've ever had in an arena is always the machine that drops the one with the, you know, the poker game on it. That always seems to be the best for some reason. And I don't, it's also too hot every time. But
good coffee, though.
It is. I don't know how they do it.
And I love when the concession stands make it fresh for you. You know,
it's yeah.
You know, the pot's been sitting there all day and you're next in line and they look at you and how sad and cold you look. And then they look at the bottom like, oh, I'm not going to give you the bottom of the barrel. We're going to make a fresh pot for you.
Then they turn the oven on and be like, man, it's hot.
Yeah. It's like, thank you.
You know, I'll tell you another one.
Just those little things.
Quick tip I've realized. If you're lucky enough to live near a place called Royal Farms, which I know are sprinkled all over the place. Mm-hmm. This is a total sidetracking, but I have to mention this. They've done something incredible. So Royal Farms is like a gas station, you know, kind of like a concession place that you go. And we all have to stop at gas stations on the way to hockey. Check this out, guys. I got to share this with everybody. So, you know, when you go in those places, it's usually the tap down coffee thing. They've made it so that there's beans above the coffee machine. And when you select it, it grinds the beans right there and drops it in the cup, guaranteeing you the freshest cup of coffee you can possibly have. I appreciated that. In so many scenarios, I've gone out of my way to go there because it's so fresh. Right. Why is this not more prevalent? Do they not know that the hockey parents of the world need fresh coffee?
Wow.
It could be dangerous if you don't have fresh coffee.
I would be in heaven.
Well,
I would be in heaven. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. You need to find Royal Farms. And again, there's different grinds. I'm amazed that not every place has this yet. But I want everybody to know that. They also sell really good fried chicken if you're ever into that. Mike, I got to turn
another cute one here from a parent.
Oh, please, please, Christy. I didn't mean to jump away.
When the Zamboni drivers at various rinks say hello and they know you on a first name basis. That's from David Marcus from Syracuse, New York.
There you go.
That's a good one.
That is a good one, especially, you know, if you have a little local rink where it's the same guy driving it all the time. Right, Mike, what about you? We got probably some stories from the bench, but I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly, but I think as you fall into the same category as parents, right? That, you know, like when you put in, like, I know in my Waze app, you know, I always, the only other piece that's on there other than the rink destination is where the Dunkin' Donuts are on the way. Cause you have to time, to make sure your coffee is hot when you come to the building. And then you have to know, to Christy's point, what buildings do have their concession stands open, when, and then you got to time it. And I don't think people normally wouldn't do that. And I think as I look, I go, I'm going to get there on time. Is it going to be hot? And I think, you know, as far as a coach is concerned, you know, you know, you're a hockey parent. You know, I think when to Christy's point, you can go in and you're actually helping move nets, you know, at the event. Like, you don't see that in soccer and lacrosse. You don't see coaches go out there moving the lacrosse nets to the place. You're just helping move nets. And the Zamboni driver is there probably alone. You're there, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning and you're helping, you know, lug out. And I think the other thing too, you learn, you know, you're a hockey parent when you know how to put a set of cross-ice boards together in less than 8 minutes. I think then you've elevated yourself to another level of being
a boss. Some mad skills, man.
That's real value.
Don't have those skills.
No, there's no way. I mean, and basically, you know, you might as well be an arena employee at that point. And, you know,
you kind of are. You know, Christy, back to your point about kind of knowing what to wear. I can tell you that having been on different benches before, you know, at the levels especially where I have to wear a suit. You start planning how many layers of, you know, undershirts and other fabrics you have to wear under that suit. There's been times I've hidden like a fleece jacket under my suit jacket, right? Because you have to have the suit jacket on. And I remember the guys will rip me, man, coach, you've been working out. You look a lot bigger than you've ever been before. I'm like, no, I'm just cold. Yeah, I'm just cold.
Those are layers.
I think staying on a theme, you know, one of the things, you know, you're a hockey parent when you go to buy sneakers or buy like clothes, you buy them in the colors of the team that you coach, which is insanity. Like, you know, like, okay, my team is navy blue and white. My sneakers are probably going to be navy blue and white, right, or some combination of that to match the color coding of the program you're with.
Well, I was so excited, guys, when my daughter played for CBA and their colors are purple and gold, and she plays for college. And guess what? The colors are purple and gold. I don't
lucked out.
Whole
save the wardrobe.
The royal coats and the scarves. Royal attire.
Like, yes. Bonus.
You know, I've never underestimated, this is more of a, you know, you're a hockey player when, but you could put this with the parents. I will never underestimate teenage and high school level age players and their need to wear their super thin hockey team track jacket when it is 6 degrees outside. Doesn't matter. I got a jacket on. That's a spring jacket you're wearing right there. I got to let people know I'm on the team. I'll never underestimate that. I used to appreciate the teams that would make us the winter jackets because they knew we were going to wear those outside. That's another one, you know that when.
So, that is so true.
Chris, did you buy team jackets for yourself or did you just kind
of find
them? There you go.
Yeah.
See that, you know, you're a hockey parent when you're buying your kids team apparel.
Absolutely. And the colors. And even when you're out shopping, like Mike said, I'm going to get that purple sweatshirt rather than the pink sweatshirt. So then I can wear it and I'll look like I'm part of the, because you want to show your team pride, obviously. It is funny because you do, fashion goes out the window, and hockey moms, we know this. You show up the game. We don't care what the hair looks like. We throw a hat on. We don't forget about the makeup. We are just there to just enjoy the game and we don't care how we look. I mean, there you can always tell the new hockey mom is the first game and she's got her makeup on and her hair's all done. She's got this beautiful coat and the high boots. I mean, we all look at her like, okay, that'll last for a week.
Give her a job. Hey, you're the camera woman now. Get on the camera for the game. Newbie, rookie, get over here.
Hey, newbie.
Yeah.
That's not how you dress for hockey.
I've got another one for you. You know, you're a hockey parent when this happens typically when you're around other parents that don't play hockey, when the words Bauer, CCM, Sherwood, and everything in between, they're just normal words for you. Yeah, right. And I remember one time I was with someone, they're going, what's Bauer? And I was like, really? Wow. It's Bauer.
How do you not know that? How do you
it's
not
a
know
major
that?
Name. Yeah. I've had it.
Name.
I've seen it.
That's
it's
a major name.
Well, not only if you're in hockey, though.
Yeah, and parents are naming their babies hockey names. And you always know, I was autographing some books and parents came up and the little boy was Easton.
Right.
And I was like, oh, Easton.
I definitely know an Easton. I know a Cooper. Wow. I know a dog named Bauer. I know a dog's name.
I was just going to get into pets. That's another hockey parent.
I'll lay off that for a second on the pet.
There's some of these hockey words and terminology though. When you know, you might say, "Hey, that guy's a bender." And they go, "What does that mean?" It's like, "Oh, great."
And I think it's also the way we've classified sports in the past, or the levels in the past with peewee, bantam, midget, right now, in the USA Hockey side, we tend to go to year of birth, so you're 8U, 10U, 12U. But I think the whole idea of naming, like, what did your son play? Oh, he's a peewee. Well, isn't he like 15 years old? Or, well, no, now he's a midget. Well, how did that happen? I think people outside of that, I've been involved with soccer and baseball and they don't have those names. And I think
the only
don't have to know the lingo.
The only sport that has something similar is like Pop Warner football. And now here's the thing, I will admit fully, I grew up Adam Squirt, Pee Wee, Bantam, Midget, Junior, College, Pro, whatever. I will admit that the 8U, 12U, it is a far more efficient way of doing it. But man, I miss those names, the Pee Wee. I'm hesitant too. Like, I remember one time having a conversation with someone, I'll say, when I was a midget. And if they're not a hockey person, like, what do you mean when you were a midget? And what are you saying about small people? That's the correct term that you should be using.
Right.
And I'm like, no, it's a level of hockey. And then I have to deal with, well, that is not appropriate for you to, and I was like, oh my goodness, I don't want to go.
Well, you're a hockey parent when you can argue with other hockey parents at the restaurant or the bar on, is your son or daughter a 14U peewee major or peewee minor?
Right.
And then is that person a 14U peewee major, tournament bound, non-tournament bound, And it's just going to, you can go on and on and on.
This is what I just said. Our kids play hockey. That's right. What is your kid? My kid plays hockey. That's all you need to know.
Right.
That's all you have to say.
Right.
Can we talk about school too? Because it is a little tricky being a hockey parent and dealing with school and teachers, because it's bound to come up where you're going to have a tournament and it falls on a Friday and you want to leave early. You want to hit the road at 6 a.m. So do you pull your kid out of school and just call in as a sick day? Do you tell your teacher ahead of time? How do you handle that? What we usually do is the teachers knew our kids played hockey and they were really good with us. They never gave us a hard time. You just tell them ahead of time, hey, look, kids play hockey. Sometimes we have long road trips, tournaments, practices late at night, work with me here. And usually they do. You know, if you tell them ahead of time, they'll give you the homework assignments ahead of time. If they're going to miss a test, they'll let you take the test either, you know, after school the day before, or work out a makeup test. So just another tip for parents, be honest with the teachers. It's better to be honest.
Not to make this like a super serious topic, but I think what you said is the key is tell them ahead of time, right?
Yeah.
And it's actually a good learning experience for your kids, because kids always feel like, I'm getting out of something, right? And I kind of like the idea is if they have a test or homework, it's like, no, you're going to get out of it if you take the test early, you study ahead of time. And it's a great, great teaching tool for the kids. And like you said, if you work with a teacher, they're probably going to love that, unless they're, I mean, honestly, I'm going to say it. I have a lot of respect for teachers, but if you're not going to work with a kid for this extracurriculars, you're kind of an idiot, but you know, or you kind of, maybe that's not the right word. All right. That's harsh. I'll put it that way. But tell them ahead of time. Yeah, but by the way.
And you know what the first question is on a Monday morning when the kid comes in after a long weekend?
How did you do? Right. How did it go? Right.
Well, the best is when if you, like what we just experienced last year, is if you could get one of your son's teacher to be a hockey mom. Now he's got the inside track. He goes, we're going to a tournament next weekend. There's definitely no test on Friday, so be prepared for the quiz on Thursday.
Right.
She's not going to be there. She's going to be away at the tournament. So with me. So I think that's where you got to really be strategic.
Yeah, and it's great when the teachers, you include them, they'll come to the hockey games. We've had many teachers come out to the hockey games and support the kids, and they absolutely loved it. And then they all talk about it in class because, you know, you don't have a lot of hockey kids usually in our part of the town anyway, in a classroom. So the kids get to learn about hockey. The teachers actually get to experience it. And then they kind of understand the commitment that's involved with being a hockey parent and a hockey kid. Yeah.
Two things. One is that I'd say 9 times out of 10, if the teacher's not a hockey parent and you don't tell them ahead of time that there's a hockey tournament, they probably know there's a hockey tournament and that you're a hockey parent because your kid probably has spoken about it. So that's number one reason not to just hide it. Don't be that parent. Number two is I like what you both are saying, right? Like get them involved. This is actually a really great moment for me. One of my high school teachers, his name was Mr. Weiss. He was one of those mentor teachers to me in high school. Really, really great. Became a friend after, I grew up. He started coming to my college games, and that meant the world to me. And I remember my dad had asked him, like, does this happen? And he was like, it never happens. I never do this. It's just like, I don't know how many hockey fans or players he had come through his classrooms. And then speaking of that, this is a total side story. One of my college professors was the officiant at my wedding. Like that's the relationships we were able to cultivate with some of these people. By the way, at my wedding, just to make this a hockey conversation, every single one of my groomsmen in my groom's picture was wearing a hockey jersey. You know, you're a hockey person that picture somewhere. I'll put it up. I'll have this in post-production put up on the screen, but we were all wearing different jerseys of our favorite teams.
Why does that not surprise me?
I don't know. If you look at if you're watching this and you look at my background, you can tell. Well, listen, I can tell you this from the businesses I've run. We get lots of wedding requests of, hey, listen, those hockey stick sunglasses, I need them for my groomsmen because we're going to take a picture with them because we're hockey people. Right. I think another one is, you know, you're a hockey parent when you're saving your kid's old gear for an unborn child that you might be having. You know what I mean? Like I have my son's Adam's gear. I'm like, we have to hold on to that. Not that we're planning on having the child, but I do have a daughter. Right. And just in case we're going to hold on to that gear. Right. Did you have anything that with your family, Christy, with your son and your daughter?
Absolutely. And I'd save it for the young cousins and, you know, nieces, nephews, the whole nine yards. It's hard to part with hockey gears because it's so expensive. You know, I think, well, maybe I can hand this down to another kid, you know, so you do hang on to it.
Christy's going to have this in her garage. I can almost guarantee it, but you know, you're a hockey parent when you can tell that when your child grew by their sticks that you have in the garage, from the little six shoe stick that they're playing with in the living room all the way up to, you know, wherever they are, you'll have a assortment of sticks with the sizing, accordance with the years.
Did they call that a Canadian ghost chart? Yeah,
that's a growth chart. The hockey sticks. Isn't that funny?
Right.
That's so true.
No doubt about it.
Oh, I love it. You could do the same with skates, I'm guessing. Probably get rid of your skates.
So, guys, I don't know if you know this, but I believe it's the February issue of USA Hockey Magazine. Actually, I'm doing this as a topic. You know, you're a hockey parent. So I had reached out to our hockey community and asked parents to chime in and give us a list of.
Oh, excellent.
Fill in, you know, finish the sentence. You know, you're a hockey parent. So here's some of them. They're just adorable. I have to share them. So, you know, you're a hockey parent when repairs around your house are done with hockey tape, not duct tape. Good one, right? You give out helmet stickers to reward good grades and completed chores.
There you go.
When you see that huge smile on your hockey player's face, you don't regret spending all that money. That's a good one. That was from Liz Burry, and she's from Warwick, Rhode Island. This one from Shayna Smegley in Oswego, New York. When you show up to the car dealership with hockey bags just to make sure they fit your new vehicle. We covered that one. Every room in your house has some sort of hockey gear in it. That's from Nicole from Niagara Falls. Here's from Tom Grope from Unadilla, New York. Your kids know which hotels have a pool and serve free breakfast. How about when someone asks how old your child is, they give you a birth year. That's from Michelle from Mercer, Wisconsin. From Buffalo, New York. When you're first in line waiting for your triple, but Tim Hortons doesn't open until 6 a.m. How about that one? From Geneva, New York. When you plan Thanksgiving dinner and when to put up the Christmas tree around hockey. That's from Tina McDonald. From Honeybrook, Pennsylvania. Is that near you?
Pennsylvania? Probably not.
This is from Stacy Doherty. You're more worried how your child looks for their hockey pictures than for their school pictures.
Right.
Well, when they do that documentary in 20 years, they got to have that picture ready. So nobody shows their school picture.
Another one. We got a lot of Pennsylvania parents chiming in here. Levittown, Pennsylvania. Christy Doherty says, you sleep in to go to work during the week because you know you're going to be up early for games on your weekends. And I wouldn't have any other way. And you've got friends all across the country and all around the world that you haven't met, that you would not have met had it not been hockey. Grateful to have an amazing village because of this sport.
That's a good one.
I love that. Lakewood, Ohio, Sam Shellman says, when you refer to what rink you're going to by what to order at the concession stand. Yes, we cover that one. When you schedule your vacation around hockey tournaments and camps, Diana Flores from Odessa, Texas. And that is so true. We have done that many times where we have scheduled our vacations based around a hockey tournament. How about you, Mike?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, in my whole life, I mean, everything's revolved around, okay, when's hockey season? I probably should have done a better job at when we're going to have our kids, right? Because you cringe and you say, how could you have a child in December? Like, you know, weren't you thinking about, you know, hockey? Needing that February, you know, birth date. But I think that happens. I just recently too, with the snowstorm, you know, you're a hockey parent, you know, when you snow blow the outdoor rink before the driveway, you know, that it's more important to get the kids on the ice than get out and get milk and eggs. Right.
Right.
But I think the other thing too, with the holidays, you always know the hockey parents in your neighborhood when there's literally no lights for the holidays up around their house. Everybody else, the whole block is lit up and you're dark. Your house is dark because you're probably at a hockey tournament.
That's right. And you get the doormat that says we're probably at the rink.
Right.
Let me ask you both this. Have you ever prepared food for your kids based off of superstitions they might have?
Yes.
Have you?
Yeah.
Tell me about
that. There was a series of games where Joey was just hot scoring, right? And so he happened to have it was scrambled eggs, toast with jelly. He had to have that before every game because that was the breakfast that made him score all those goals. Right. I got to have it exactly the same, Mom. Whatever I ate that morning, this got to be duplicated.
It's freaky because, so I'm not a big believer in superstition. I am a big believer in routine. And what's weird is there is some science behind, not that the eggs made him score more, but the mental preparation of doing it over and over again, keep you a certain state of mind at a peak state to be able to do that. But that was your civic parental duty, Christy. And I appreciate
But then the hockey parents also encourage it because then they go up to, hey, what'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Make us some.
You were on fire. And I'm like, oh gosh, what did he have for breakfast this morning? Now we've got to make it every time.
Got to make something up, man. We had eggs with a lot of hot sauce, just a tremendous amount of hot sauce. It's the secret sauce.
Get him out. Yeah, you don't want him taking a spot on the team.
Right. Yeah, you know you're a hockey parent when you sabotage. No, I hope
sabotaging the other player.
Right. No, this is a bit of a fun topic. I was gonna say, like, there's so many of these, right?
Well, that's the problem. I think it's I don't know if you could get, maybe you could, but I think if I sit back and think, you're a lacrosse parent when, and you run out of things, like I know you're a hockey parent when in December you don't think anything of it when your son leaves for school in sliders on, and going out to the bus, and he's like, is he not wearing boots? No, he's just going to wear it.
It's got the team logo on it, Dad.
That's got any
right.
Now.
Right. It says,
I have a couple player. More before we close out.
Please, yes, go ahead.
They're so adorable. Go ahead. This is from Amy Kenyon. She's from Virgil, New York. She says, when you know the smell when someone says glove hands.
Yes. Yeah. I know perfect. That well.
Yeah. When you plan your whole life around the team schedule, work, vacations, holidays, and your meals, that's from Julie Kreb in North Syracuse. Here's a good one, and I can relate to this. Justin Johansson from Ohio. You've got hockey tape in your glove box all year round and in the drunk drawer as well. Yeah. And here's another fun one. And this one they actually are not including in the magazine because they didn't think it was very wholesome. But
good. Perfect for this show. But
it's perfect for this show. Yes, it got edited out, so you won't see this.
No, that's good. I love it.
Here it goes.
Step ahead.
This is from Matthew Darius from Liverpool, New York. You spend more time drinking with your friends in the hotel hallways than you do at the local bar.
I don't know what's not wholesome about that, if it's true.
No, they thought it was not, Oh, that's a bad image. It's a true image of hockey parents. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with that as long as it's done correctly. Christy, when is that issue coming out?
It should be February.
It is February. So maybe it's out right now.
Oh, maybe.
So check it out.
Let me retract that. I'm going to say it's March.
It's March. Understood. So March. So. You might be listening to this in March. You might be listening to this a year from now.
This pandemic. I don't even know what day it is.
Listen, you know what I said? So all of us have been in some form of snowstorm here over the last week. We're recording this just to give everybody context. We're recording this on Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021. I put up a post yesterday. And the post said, after 9 months of being in quarantine and secluded, this snowstorm just isn't that bad, right? I was like, just being locked up at home just doesn't seem to be that big of a deal anymore. Every day has been a day at home recently. So if anything, it's a silver lining on the whole thing. But these have been some great stories. Mike, you have any more before we jump off?
No, well, that's the problem. It could go on and on. I think, I think I'll wait for Christy's
article. We are a very unique breed. Right. And I just love us. I love us as hockey community, as hockey parents, hockey kids. There's no one like us in the world.
No.
And that's why we got to stick together.
Well, this last one I have is going to sum it all up. It's, you're a hockey parent when you are insane. That simple, because we
are. Amen, brother.
Insane, all right. The fact that I am at the rink 3 days a week right now, volunteering to run or to coach my son's team when I had no intention of doing that. I've just fallen into the parent trap literally, and I'm in it now. And it's just like 16 years to go.
Embrace it.
I am. Fast. Trust me. I'm embracing every moment. I love to see my son and my daughter smile. So obviously we want to know what you think on this episode. There's no shortage, as Mike said, as Christy said, if you're a hockey parent, when make sure to check out USA Hockey Magazine in March for more of these from Christy Casciano Burns. And as always, make sure to comment. Let us know what you think. You can listen to this podcast, Our Kids Play Hockey, anywhere podcasts are heard. You can check out our website, ourkidsplayhockey.com, for all the information on every episode we've ever done. You can find them. You can listen to them. You can watch them. You can interact with them. You can let us know what you think. Lastly, check us out on Facebook at Our Kids Play Hockey. Again, just search Our Kids Play Hockey. Look it up. You'll find us wherever you look. For Mike Benelli, for Christy Casciano Burns, I am Lee Elias. Thank you so much for watching this edition of Our Kids Play Hockey special episode. We will see you next week. Have a great week, everybody.